The first is ability to do the job. Do not select people for your alliance merely because you like and know them. Such people are valuable to you because they improve the quality of your life, but they are not necessarily suited to be a mastermind alliance. Your best friend may not be the most knowledgeable marketing professional in your area, but perhaps he can introduce you to someone who is. The other quality is the ability to work in a spirit of harmony with others. Without harmony, your alliance will falter, perhaps not right away, but at some crucial moment when everything is about to be won or lost. Andrew Carnegie once told me of a worldwide search he conducted for his chief chemist. His scouts found a brilliant man working for a German firm. His ability was without question. Carnegie entered into a 5-year contract for the man's services. Within a year, he had released the man from the bargain. Why? Because the chemist was so temperamental that he had an entire department in upheaval. None of the other chemists could work with him, and the fellow was so concerned with perceived slights that he spent all his time fuming and accomplished nothing. You must keep any thoughts of discord out of your alliance. There must be a complete meeting of the minds, without any reservations on the part of any member. Personal ambitions must be subordinate to the fulfillment and successful achievement of the definite purpose of the alliance. This includes your own. Being clear about your alliance's purpose will give you a basis for judging someone's ability to work in harmony with it. You may still have to make adjustments in the alliance's composition, but there are also steps you must take to build that harmony. Step 3. Determine your rewards. Clearly determined rewards for participation in your mastermind alliance are an important factor in its harmony. Determine at the outset what rewards you are offering in return for the work of others, and there will be little room for later recriminations. There are 10 basic motives toward action that can be the basis of these rewards. 1. Self-preservation. 2. Love. 3. Fear. 4. Sex. 5. Desire for life after death. 6. Freedom for mind and body. 7. Anger. 8. Hate. 9. Desire for recognition and self-expression. 10. Wealth. Wealth will obviously have the greatest appeal for members of your commercial enterprise, but remember that other motives can play an important role. Recognition and self-expression are just as important as money to many people. Be aware that some of these motives, anger, hate, fear, can twist the minds of your team if you rely upon them. Your best motivator, wealth, must be willingly, fairly, and generously divided among your team. The more generous you are, the more help you will get. Another of the principles of success is the habit of going the extra mile. You'll see that in Chapter 5. It will serve you well if you incorporate it into your alliance from the beginning.